Thank you.
So last year I gave a talk on Eagle as well. I kind of introduced the broad different features of it and discussed the rationale why it was created. So I'm not really going to revisit that too much this year because everybody either knows or can see the paper from last year. What? No, I don't think so. I don't know. So what is Eagle? It's a bird. No, it's an open source implementation of Tickle, and I'm just going to gloss over this because it pretty much was covered last year, but it's in the slides. So this, right, but it's available for download also. So Eagle, I discussed this briefly last year, also has the ability to dynamically load Tickle like an embedded application would. But why would I want to do that? Since Eagle is an implementation of Tickle, why would you ever want to load Tickle as well? I suspect some people might know the answer, or answers. The existing Tickle integration solutions for managed applications are not great. I mean, prior to Eagle. I'm tooting my own horn here. Also, the possibility of using a Tickle-compatible language to control integration of Tickle is interesting. And actually allows certain use cases, which I'll demonstrate in a bit. And that's pretty much the last point on that slide. So the Tickle integration features, it supports any build of Tickle TK 8.4 or higher, including base kits and star DLLs. Supports 32 and 64-bit operating systems. It now supports isolated worker threads that each have their own interpreter. It did not support that last year. It supports the creation of exit handlers, supports script cancellation, it did support that last year. Also, it has a unified stack trace capability that will combine Eagle and Tickle stack traces into a unified error stack. It has support for TIP 335 and 336, which is detecting active interpreters and line number information. That, you know, prior to those tips, it was non-trivial to get that outside of a C application. And also, it prevents deleted interpreters from being used. So, in an Eagle script, if you want to load Tickle, you do this. This is the simplest example. It detects if Tickle's already loaded because, you know, it's an error if you attempt to load it and it's already been loaded. And then this selects the best version available that it detects on the system. And the algorithms of how it detects the Tickle on the system and also the heuristics for what the best Tickle is described in detail in the paper. Here's an example of specifying some version requirements. In this case, we're saying we want at least 8.4 and no higher than 8.5. Currently, there's no distinction between stable versus latest, like was added to the package command at some point. And then also, you can also just load a specific Tickle library if you happen to know where it is. Here's some basic script evaluation. So we can create a Tickle interpreter with Tickle create, and then eval a script in it. In this case, this merits some explanation because the Eagle command here actually is what I like to call a bridged command. It's actually implemented in managed code. So it equates to the eval command of Eagle. So basically it allows you to evaluate an Eagle script from Tickle and then get the result back through Tickle and then back through Eagle. So it demonstrates, like, you know, reentrancy and scripts calling each other. This shows how you can use TK. This just does it in the main thread. And there's some problems with doing this because basically you have to do this, you have to service the event loop using something like, you know, vwait or update. So that prompted me to want to have Tickle worker threads that basically just are totally separate from the main thread and can do their own thing, including run TK or run something that requires the event loop and not block the main thread from doing something else. And I haven't wrapped it up in a nice API yet. These examples on the slides are, I put them together fairly quickly because I didn't have time to wrap the worker thread API into a simpler command syntax, like as part of the tickle command. So now you basically, this is actually calling .NET managed methods. So that's why it looks a little bit more verbose than it probably ought to. Last year, a popular question was, does it run on mono? And I had to answer no, because I hadn't even tried to do that at all. Now it does. 2.4 or higher is recommended. I actually worked with them to report several issues with earlier versions, and there's a couple that are still outstanding. All the major ones have been fixed, however, the crashing bugs. So now I guess we'll do the demonstration. Okay. So the first thing I'm going to demonstrate is actually, I suppose I'll just do the sample now. So I wrote a sample application here that demonstrates using the tickle features of Eagle from a managed application. So what happens is this is actually a win form. This is actually a form. So right now, in order to use tickle, you actually also have to create an Eagle interpreter, because just mostly for the sake of having some context to stick stuff at. That may change in the future. So tickle is loaded using this method right here, which is described in the paper also. And then right here, I actually create a bridged command. This actually creates a command in the interpreter, the master interpreter. So when you initially load tickle, this interpreter becomes the master interpreter, and then you can actually use it. I mean, normally I don't use it; I just leave it there. But you can use it, and this actually does take advantage of it. So I am using it. And then I create the command here, and I call it class 6 basically, because that's just a sample class. So what this does is, and so here's an example of the active handling right here. So this prevents the form from being closed if there's a script active. That's a useful feature. Instead of having to query the result in a separate method call, you basically just get that back in one call. So the tickle integration features automatically manage the interpreter result for you and just hand it back to you. Because otherwise you'd always have, get result after that anyway. I think I'm starting the wrong thing. Reset the startup object. Okay, so I'm going to start this. This just presents a simple form that basically just allows you to evaluate something. So that's pretty simple. And since everybody seems to love Tetris today, thank you, Jeff. So this demonstrates running Tetris. I can also create a bunch of interpreters. Every one of these forms gets its own interpreter, so I can have these interpreters doing different stuff. Like I can just have this one sit in an infinite loop, basically. So that one's just locked up. It's just sitting in an infinite loop. My Tetris is still running, separate threads. So now if I cancel this, then Tetris is not running, and this one that was in an infinite loop, actually that's not the right one. One of them that was in an infinite loop, there we go, it's been unwound. So that's good. That's what it's supposed to do. I can go ahead and close that. So let's just look at how you use this from the script level, because that sample is the C# sample that demonstrates how to use the tickle integration features from C#. This demonstrates how to use them from Eagle, which is also how it's shown on the slides, is basically the tickle ensemble. So one of the interesting use cases that I found as a maintainer to be interesting, and it might not appeal to everybody, is I wanted to be able to easily check for memory leaks when I was loading and unloading a Tickle library in an embedding scenario. So this uses the Tickle memory debugging features to do that. It basically sets the memory leak file and then creates and deletes an interpreter and unloads the library, and then basically says, yes, we expect there to be zero bytes of leaks. And then this, the second one demonstrates, you know, repeatedly doing that to see if the leak is repeatable. So there's two different tests I have for this that are very similar. So, I mean, that's, it's unique. This merits some attention because I don't think there's any other tools that allow you to test this type of automation of Tickle, you know, programmatically controlling the loading and unloading process from a Tickle-capable language, basically. So I suppose, how else would you go about doing that? So let's just, I'm going to go ahead and run this, actually. So this shows the unit testing framework in Eagle, which last year was incomplete. Oh, actually, I see. In that case, it didn't run those tests because they're marked as isolated. So I guess I'll run that from the demo. So one of the things you can do is you can specify which tests you'd like to run. So as you can see, there are several leaks currently in head. I'm going to be getting to look at those later this afternoon. So yeah, this is nice. This gives you a nice report. It's actually less serious than it seems. We're just leaking a particular hash table. But as you can see, the unit testing framework, if a test passes or if it's skipped, it's in green, and if it fails, it's in red, which is nice color coding. Okay, does anybody have any questions for me so far? I think we're at the question phase of my... So it's available at eagle.to. The latest builds are up there, which is today's build. I've fixed several issues. So please download it or re-download it if you have downloaded it not today. It's also, the latest versions are on the FOB. So any questions? Ron? I do not know. I suspect it's being used, but I don't know where. Oh, I'm just using it to have tons of fun. Gerald? Well, I have stolen various features from 8.5 and 8.6 that were important to me personally, but I mean, I guess it's going to depend on demand from the community in terms of what people want to see, and also if they wish to help me implement them. Several people have asked for namespace support because that's one thing that it does lack, and I am not too excited about adding that because it obviously complicates things a great deal. So, in the original timeline of the project, that there wasn't sufficient time to do something of that complexity in the initial thing, and so now I have to go back and, you know, change a bunch of stuff to make that work.
What's the code size compared to the C sharp compared to C?
There's a lot less code because .NET framework provides a lot of high level abstractions to stuff that you would normally have to do yourself in C. So that in Tickle we do. And such as the channel system, you know, and encodings and stuff like that. All that is handled by the framework, and even regular expressions. So I can borrow a lot of their functionality and just use it, wrap it, and use it verbatim. Other questions? Richard?
Eagle is a complete re-implementation from scratch, or is it borrowed code from main C?
I stole the algorithms and rewrote them for managed code. I mean,
right.
Beings that it's...
I mean, did you brought up the ANSI C in one window and then kind of typed in the C sharp in another window?
Yes.
With generous copying and pasting, or did you just start?
Well, you can't really copy and paste. As an example, the first thing I implemented was the parser. And the parser is, in Tickle, is elegant and beautiful, but it also does a lot of stuff which is forbidden in C sharp, such as pointer arithmetic,
sure.
And pointers in general, which you can do in C sharp if you use unsafe mode, but I was not allowed to do that, so I had to implement everything in terms of, you know, objects and arrays and the managed concepts that are exposed. So yeah, it's a re-implementation.
Okay.
And it supports weird things that Tickle doesn't do. When the one last year that seemed to interest people was interpreter-wide variable tracing. So in Tickle, if you want to trace a variable, you can do that. In Eagle, you can trace all operations on variables in the entire interpreter, which gives you possibilities to do more evil things.
So you mostly talked about being in Eagle code, looking backwards, so to speak, into an ordinary Tickle process. True.
It's not a Tickle process. Tickle's loaded in the same process.
It's in your process, but it's, you know, the Tickle interpreter is vanilla. It's
right.
Whatever version you like. So what I'm wondering is, what advantages or differences, what would you call out, are the advantages of things you can get at from inside Eagle in the C-sharp world that you wouldn't be able to do in Tickle or TK?
Managed objects, for one thing. Right?
Such as
objects written in C-sharp, or that are objects written in VB.NET, or what have you, or now F-sharp, or any of the other managed languages. And basically, when you have an Eagle command, you get a Tickle command for free. Because if you implement the I command interface, that immediately is also eligible to be a Tickle command. And you don't have to know any native code to add commands to Tickle, basically. It removes that requirement. So a C-sharp programmer will, you know, be able to easily extend Tickle. Yes.
Would it be something, a tool that, say, a lazy network admin who's just getting on to, say, Microsoft Server 2000 could take a couple of his management scripts over from?
Yes, exactly. And the other thing is, now Eagle integrates with PowerShell, which is a new feature. And so if there's an admin who's using PowerShell who goes, oh, golly, I'd like to do something in Eagle or Tickle, it's very simple. Anybody else? No one? Okay. Thank you.